This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Jason is engineering at GCN. Thank you, Jason. Steve Elkins is with us. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Benny, how you doing?
Well, I got to tell you, I am just grinning from ear to ear. We'll be announcing the results of the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual board of directors meeting / carnival / circus / and this is all my opinion. So when I know the lawyer. I've seen him a couple years in a row, the Laclede Electric Cooperative attorney, and he's going to be listening intently. So I'm going to tell him that everything that I say is my opinion, because they're going to want to figure out. They're going to have another board of directors meeting, another corporate discussion with the lawyers, like, how do we shut Finelli down? We've had it with them. So. Mr. Battaglia, who's the attorney, this is all my opinion. Come get me if you want. We'll try it, and we'll expose the corruption, as I believe is evident in Laclede Electric Cooperative's operation. So here we go. Steve, let me ask you this. The video has been posted, the complete video of all of the board members seeking election or re-election, and Vin Finelli challenging the entire board, has been posted on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. Did you have a chance to see it? It just was posted.
Actually, I got the call late from your wife, and I just received it after she called, a call from my cousin down in Vero Beach. It looks like I'm going to be getting some visitors to come stay with me because he's going to evacuate, so I did not get to it, but I will. Post this show here. I will go on and look at it and definitely make a commentary on it.
Okay. Okay, class, it was just posted. So here's what happened. About 5 years ago, a guy showed up at this is the genesis of why. About 5 years ago, a guy shows up in a white pickup truck full of boxes in the pickup truck bed, and those were smart meters. And I said, he just showed up. No call, no announcing, just shows up, and he grabs one of these meters, and I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm replacing your meter. And I said, no, I'm happy with my old meter. I don't want that. And he said, you'll have to get out of my way, or I will call the sheriff. So immediately, this guy from Laclede Electric Cooperative, or a contractor for Laclede, threatened me with arrest if I impeded his progress by installing a smart meter on my property. So I decided right then and there I wasn't happy and I was going to do something about it. So I called Laclede Electric Cooperative and I asked them about these smart meters. And I asked them who makes the decision. And I was told the board of directors makes the decision. And I asked how much it costs for these smart meters. And they said about $5 million. And I asked about how much it costs for each one, and I was told about a little over $150 complete. Now, so what is the cost of replacing the smart meters? Well, there's lots of costs. There's the cost to decide. There's the, you know, all those meetings and all those hours and man hours and women hours. And then there's the cost for the meters. Then there's the cost for installing them. So there's lots of costs, and there's other costs, but those are the main costs. And so $5 million for about 27,000, 28,000, 29,000 meters. And I did some research, and the lifespan is about 10 years. So they spent the money on these new meters the last 10 years or so, and the old meters last 30 to 40 years. They took out perfectly good meters, the ones with the rotating dial. They're all perfectly good. And they destroyed them. They crushed them. They literally destroyed them. So there's no going back. Now, it's the Cleat Electric Cooperative is not the only one that has done this. Others have done this, too. So I decided to run. I thought, well, this is real easy. Because I was told on that same phone call that people can run for the board of directors if they're nominated. So who nominates them? Well, there are three districts. And in each of the three districts, there are three directors. So three directors, each serving a three-year term. Every year there's an election for one of them. So there are nine directors. And every year there's an election. And the election is usually of the incumbent running for re-election. Or there's a guy or gal who's been nominated by the nominating committee to run against them. Now, who is the nominating committee? Well, that's a group of people who are selected by the board of directors. So the board of directors that is running for re-election picks a committee to find people to run against them. See any problem with this? Okay. So who do they pick? Well, one year they picked a gal who was a Walmart clerk. She didn't even show up for the election. She did not get on stage and make any presentation whatsoever. She just was AWOL. She got very few votes. I don't remember the number of votes, but she probably got just a few fewer votes than I got on Friday. I lost big. Really, really big.
I think the Kmart girl, she put in some overtime. She couldn't get out off of work. But
yeah, it was Walmart.
She just realized what a joke it was anyway.
Yeah, it was Walmart. And really, I got to tell you, if you get a chance, if you could have seen some of these guys get up there. Now, I'm kind of making this up, but this is kind of what it's like. They get up to the podium, and they're told they have as much time as they need. And then they're told, well, they make it a few minutes. Well, make it 2 minutes. Make it 1 minute. All right? Well, this time I was told that if I spoke or anybody spoke for more than 2 minutes, the microphone would be cut off. They had an official timer. They had a guy who works for Laclede Electric, and he had a timer. He was using his cell phone as a timer. And you got 2 minutes, but they'd let you finish the sentence if you were mid-sentence. They had signs. He was sitting, there was a camera in front of the stage. The police were there. There were about six cops. And if you see the video on the Ron Gibson channel, you'll see when I'm on stage, you'll see the cop right in front of the stage. What you won't see is the cop to my right, ready to run up the onto the stage if necessary. And they had cops at the exits and entrance. So there were a lot of cops there. And you'll see there were thousands of people. And this is the same location where we had the Get Prepared Expo. So what happened was I lost big. Everybody got way more votes than I did. And as a matter of fact, if you watch this, you'll see the most amazing thing. When the time is up, a sign goes up. There were two of them. And they were double-sided signs. So the back said, time is up. The front said, time is up. And I'm guessing there were 24 inches by 30 inches, big signs. And there were two Laclede Electric employee guys ready to hold up the signs. So at 30 seconds to go, you had 2 minutes, at 30 seconds to go, the 30-second sign went up.
So, Ben, at the you 2 minute, said, finish the sentence or finish the thought?
The sentence.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, you know what? You need to learn the art of the run-on sentence and keep going and going and going.
Well, they had the police there. And you will see the police at the end of my presentation. You will see the cop and the timer guy, the employee of Laclede Electric, discussing It appears that they're discussing, okay, Finelli's off stage. You can go now. You don't have to worry about anything. You'll see that. Now, I'm imagining that that's what they're talking about, but you can see it. You can see it. And you'll see this gal sitting in the camera view, and she's going like, time's up, time's up. And she's just a member. She just buys electricity, or maybe she's just there for the free hot dogs. But you'll see her make the motion, and she's just, you know, a guest, if you will. And she wants me off stage, too. But you'll hear the clapping, and you'll hear them wanting me to get off stage. You'll also notice the attire of the people who are on stage. See if you think they are dressed for being on stage in front of thousands of people for their two-minute appeal for this job. Steve, have you ever had 2 minutes in a job interview? You've been given, okay, we got Steve, tell us what we need to know. You got 2 minutes. Have you ever had that happen to you? Just 2 minutes?
I actually did, and I laughed.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. This rookie in an ICU at a hospital actually it was in Utah. She said in 60 seconds, give me a list of adjectives that best describes you. And I looked at her, I said, are you serious? She goes, yeah. 60 seconds, and she pulled a stopwatch out. And I thought this was like a game show. It was so unprofessional. I mean, I have a very good resume. It speaks for itself. And you can ask me anything you want. My experience is this. But she actually treated it like the interview, like a game show, and gave me 60 seconds, as many adjectives that best describe you. Only one time in my life I've ever seen that. And this was a very unprofessional hospital. This was a joke of an ICU, a joke of a manager, and I did. I kind of laughed. I chuckled. I thought, you can't be serious. And I actually said, what is this, a game show? 60 seconds, most adjectives that best describe me? And then I gave a few, and then I just kind of said, you know what, those are the most important ones who best describe me. Those are the most weighted ones, and that's enough. And she goes, will you stop more time? I said, no, I'm not going to do any more. That's it. Those are good ones I gave you. This is ridiculous, asking 60 seconds of adjectives that best describe me.
Well, you'll see, when you see the video class, it's on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. You'll see the Laclede Electric Board of Directors versus Vincent Finelli. You will see ignorance, this is my opinion, in full bloom, fertilized, and you just won't believe this, but these guys were all given 2 minutes each, and the reason is they don't want anybody to be able to delineate, explain what needs to be done, why it needs to be done, and how it can be done. The last time I was on stage, I started talking about my plan, and the minute I did that, they cut me off.
Right.
And now because I exceeded the time limit last time, I was told that that's why they had the two-minute hard cutoff this time. And here's a very interesting thing. When I was on my way into the convention center with Mrs. Finelli and our two boys, one man stopped me, and he said, you know, I voted for you. I like what you had to say, but the people here don't understand it. That was the only person who came up to me from the audience to say, hey, good to see you. I saw you before. I'm looking forward to what you had to say. Or after my presentation, no one came up to me. Nobody even looked in my direction. It was like I had a disease. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, these are my opinions about the Laclede Electric Cooperative selection. They call it an election at the annual board of directors meeting. And to challenge the board, all you have to do is get 15 or more signatures on a petition from the membership. When the membership is just people who pay their electric bill. So if you get people who are currently paid up on their electric bill and you get them to sign your petition with their name, address, and phone number, and you get 15 or more of them, then you can challenge the board. And the interesting thing was the magazine that comes out once a month, sent out by Laclede Electric, had a biography of all the candidates, and they would submit their own biography. Well, I got a call from the CEO. He didn't like mine because he didn't like where I said that I was selling electricity back to Laclede for 2.1 cents per kilowatt hour. And he said, well, no, actually, I'm sending it to the supplier. So you're allowed 110 words. I had 110 words. But with his changes, it came out to a couple words over 110. So he violated his own rules. But that's okay, because rules are made to be broken, right? Well, let me share with you a couple of the things, four of the things that I ran on for the 4 years that I was on stage. 1 year, I ran on the platform of protecting the power grid. And should the grid go down with an EMP, I know of a way we could throw the switches and isolate our own grid and have those of us who generate solar power and wind power and hydro put our electricity back on the grid and give everybody a small amount. Okay, I was laughed at for that. Okay, I was laughed at because the amount that we get paid to provide electricity to Laclede Electric is 1/4 of what the customers are paying, actually less than 1/4, it's like 1/5. Or, if another way of looking at it, it's about 1/2 the cost of the electric company's generation payment per kilowatt. So I would get paid 2.1 cents or 2.3 cents per kilowatt, but Laclede pays 5.1 to the power generation company. So we could save a lot of money and lower everybody's bills, but I was laughed at for that. Then I wanted to... Then I talked about protecting the grid because, and I pulled out of my pocket a 223, you know, an AR-15 cartridge. And I said, these are about 20 cents. One of these shot at, and I'll even tell you because I don't care anymore. One of these shot at a transformer at a substation will drain the cooling oil out of the substation transformer, and the transformer will burn up. And there are no replacements. They're all individual. They're custom made. And you can't go to the transformer store or the transformer warehouse and get another one because they're unique. They're all one of a kind for that exact location. So I mentioned that, and I was laughed at by the husband of one of the board of directors members saying that was idiotic. That's his word, idiotic. Well, another time, I ran on lower electric bills, and I shook people's hands, and I said, hey, I'm Vin Finelli, I'm running for the board, I want to lower your electric bill. People said to me, I'm okay with my electric bill the way it is. I don't need it lowered, I don't want it lowered, I like it where it is. What do you say? What do you say to that guy? I have no idea, other than saying, yeah, you know, you're out there with your spouse, and you're at the store, and you say, honey, look, it's on sale. Let's come back when it goes off sale. I mean, how do you answer someone who says something like that?
Well, and then, I would follow up with that one, ask them, where do you shop for your groceries? Where do you shop? Do you shop at the Chinese warehouse there? And they say, yeah, and you ask why? Because I'm trying to save money. Well, then why don't you apply that thought to lowering your electric bill? Why are you okay with your electric bill? Wouldn't you want to lower it? I mean, don't you want to save money? It's beyond me that to somebody would say, I'm happy with my electric bill. I wouldn't want to save money there. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And then this year I talked about smart meters and causing cancer and how I wouldn't rest until we could opt out. Well, you cannot opt out right now. And I got cheered to get off stage. This is the micro example of the GDP in full regalia. They were there to eat. I told the attorney, I said, so what'd you guys eat tonight? And he didn't know what I was saying. I said, well, did you get the same thing we were offered? He said, well, we got a taco bar. I said, well, we got fish bait disguised as hot dogs. And he looked at me and I said, you know, fish gills, fish eyes, you know, mystery meat, looks like a hot dog, a cookie, potato chips, a soda, popcorn. That's what the members got. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. forecasters are now using the word catastrophic to describe how strong Hurricane Dorian may be when it slams into Florida late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says it's too early to make decisions about evacuations, but when evacuations are ordered, the people who are supposed to abide by them better do so.
They're not going to do that lightly. I mean, they're doing that because they're anticipating really significant storm surge that can be life-threatening.
President Trump tweets he was unfairly treated after the release of the Inspector General's report on former FBI Chief James Comey. The report says Comey mishandled personal memos that he wrote about the private meetings he had with President Trump. The president tweets that tens of millions of his supporters had their rights and liberties stripped away by a dishonest fool. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go to the
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Steve Elkins is with us, and you can hear him Sunday nights on republicbroadcasting.org. Sunday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. So, class, I don't want you to think that what I'm saying is sour grapes. Absolutely not. I am relieved. See, when I was doing the meetups for 5 years every week, I spent a lot of time, 8 hours a week, preparing and being at the meetups and driving back and forth. And it cost me money to do it. Okay. And when I, and the meetup group decided to throw Dr. Sheely out of the meetup group. And me too. And really, thank you very much. I really appreciate you saving me all that time. And I'm not, this is not sour grapes. I'm relieved that I don't have to do that anymore. It's not my problem. And the same is true with the 5 years that I spent trying to convince the Laclede Electric Cooperative members. We're not going to call them members. We're going to call them customers because that's really all they are. They are told that they are owners of the corporation, but they're not, and I'm going to prove it to you. So it's not my problem. I don't have to worry about them anymore. We've got our own electric system, and we move to another location. We'll just take it with us, okay? So if you want, if you go to the Ron Gibson channel, G-I-B-S-O-N, on YouTube, and thank you so much, Ron Gibson, for doing that. He did a great, great job making that happen. It was a massive file, but he posted the results of or the presentations on his YouTube channel. Thank you, Ron Gibson, for doing that. Well, so I sent an email to the CEO of Laclede Electric Cooperative. I'm just going to refer to them as Laclede. And I said, so how much did it cost, this is quote, how much did it cost to install smart meters for LEC, parts and labor? Meters were $102 each, installation 13, total 115. Well, that's not what I was told before. I was told in over 150. Next question, I emailed them. Who made the decision to implement the smart meters? Now listen very carefully. The answer is the Laclede Electric Board of Directors as recommended by management and staff. His answer, the Laclede Electric Board of Directors made the decision as recommended by management and staff. So what I'm telling you is what I've told you before. This board has no idea what it's doing. They have no idea. They're ignorant of the dangers of smart meters. And yet, they followed the recommendation of management and staff. That means the boss, the CEO, and his closest advisors or team. Okay, that's who made this happen. And during this presentation, I mentioned that smart meters cause cancer. Doctors are on the record saying it. And at the same meeting, three Missouri state representatives were there. They stood up and took their bows, you know, because they were present at this meeting. Not one of those alleged representatives came up to me and said, Mr. Finelli, did I hear you correctly? Did you say smart meters cause cancer? Can you tell us more about this? Is that really true? Do they really cause cancer? How do you know? This is our finest in the corrupt state of Missouri. The alleged representatives, you ought to see these people. They look ridiculous. Their attire was ridiculous. It was not in keeping with an annual directors meeting when they would be part of representing the government corporation of Missouri. So, next question. Can a member opt out of smart meters in favor of a previous meter? Answer, no. Laclede does not make a provision for opting out. Next question. How many service disconnects have there been for non-payment, and how long after non-payment does this occur? Answer. Laclede averages 550 disconnects per month for non-payment, account transfers, and member requests. If you multiply that out, you'll get 6,600 a year. 27,000 or so members, customers. That's 24% disconnects a year. Next question. And these are all emails going back and forth, and I have a copy of all of them. Can you provide a copy of the salary compensation ranges for employees? Meaning secretary between, you know, 20 and 23,000 or 20 and 28,000, whatever it is, you know, here's the title of the person, here's the range of salary. Answer, unable to provide this information. Another one. Do directors go on retreats? If so, where? Are spouses invited? Cost to LEC? Answer. Board of directors attend training and conferences. Directors are paid per diem plus reimbursement of modest expenses for meals and travel. Spouses may attend but do not qualify for reimbursement. Okay. Do any of the directors use net metering for their properties? Generate solar, wind, or hydropower? Answer. Unable to provide this information due to policy on member privacy. So The answer is none of the board has generated any power. These guys don't know how to do it, but they're on the board making decisions. Next question. Total compensation for board members. Answer. Medical insurance, 75% paid by Laclede. 24-hour accident, business, travel insurance, life insurance, dental insurance. 100% of that's paid by the cooperative. Total board compensation, $105,000. The president of the board gets $500 per meeting. That's a three-hour meeting. They get free lunch. All others, other meetings that they go to, they get $312.50. For everybody else on the board, they only get $400 for 3 hours and $250 per meeting they go to. What is the cost of this annual meeting, this circus, this carnival, this with a band and prizes and gift certificates? $65,000 per year. Next question. Who owns Laclede Electric? Answer. Laclede Electric is owned by its members, totaling $28,585. It's owned by its members. Well, that's not true, because if it were true, they would answer the questions I asked, like the next question. Average Laclede Electric Cooperative employee compensation. Unable to provide this information. Next question. Why were smart meters installed? Answer. Savings to the members from operating efficiencies, including automated meter readings and remote connects and disconnects. Faster and more accurate outage detection and response, voltage detection, and meter tampering detection. So what they did was they installed smart meters that have a life expectancy of about 10 years, and the payback is about 10 years. So it looks like we're going to get new ones 10 years after the first ones were installed. But the original ones would last 30 to 40 years. All the board members should be fired, including the CEO and his vice presidents. But there's no way to do that because there is no place to call, no place to write to. They are self-regulating. There is no government department, division, or office or phone number that you can call because none exists in the state of Missouri regulating electric cooperatives. They are self-regulating. They can do whatever they want, raise electric rates however often they want. And they've done it as often as once per year in the past. Steve, your comments.
You know, if they're listening right now, and I hope they are, they're squirming in their pants right now because what you've said is absolutely true. You know, I was amazed when people fall for this tech stuff that they try to convince you with the tech stuff that's convenience. It's actually better for you, more convenient, more efficient, economical. Everything they say is what they pitch. It's a good sales pitch, but it's rarely true. And these smart meters had the same issue back in California. And to opt out there, it was $10 per month. You could opt out. But they do. They show up at your house. They put these things on your house. And there is also a problem, you know, like you said, with the cancer causing from the smart meters. That's a proven fact. They're telling now you can go online and look on YouTube, and they'll show you how to put a screen, some kind of block for the RF that comes off your smart meter. Actually, I had a guy on my show once talking about that. And deflected the radiation away from me, and fortunately it directed it to my next-door neighbor, which may have given him cancer, and the person I had on my show, which would be the last time I ever had him on my show, didn't seem to care too much about me giving my RF to my neighbor to give him cancer. So he had some great information, but I didn't care for that answer. Would never have him back on again. But, I listened to your speech, 2 minutes. You and I kind of went over it, and you thought about this and that, and I said about this, and sounds great. It was an excellent speech. It was well written. It was informative, to the point, and it blows me away that people just, and I don't think you weren't talking over their heads. You put it in layman's terms. I mean, health. This is serious. Health. Cancer. Okay, what don't you understand about cancer? And these people were easily bought off. And the soda pop and the popcorn and the cookies and all that stuff. It's amazing that people can be bought off so cheaply for a vote. And that's very, very disturbing, Vincent. And I saw the same thing at Walmart one day. They, in the overhead, in the back, meet us in the back. You're going to get some freebies. And people would stand in line for free little nothings. And they were happy. It's you said it just right. The GDP, the general dumb population, and I commend you for trying, your third or fourth time now, and you're trying to educate the masses of stupid, and I don't think you can fix stupid, Vincent. You can't fix stupid.
Well, you're absolutely right. And so here are some of the things that they gave away. They gave away some Walmart gift certificates. But the prizes that they gave away, you plugged all of those in. Okay, 55-inch television, flat screen. Cordless screwdriver. Now, and my son and I laughed because, you know, a cordless screwdriver is the kind you turn with your wrist. Well, they gave away an electric cordless screwdriver. Instapots, iPad, space heater, LED work light, little green carpet cleaner, Google Home. They ought to be ashamed of themselves for that. An orbital sander, an electric mixer, an Xbox, and they've been cutting back on the gifts. They had a band. They had a band at the annual meeting. Really? This is an election, and they've turned it into a carnival, a circus. It's like, and anybody could go in. I mean, anybody in town could just pull up a seat, walk in, get hot dogs, I mean, fish bait, cookies, soda, popcorn. About, there's 27,000 members, depending on when you figure out, you know, when you count the number of members. They're really customers. Of those who could vote, of the 28,000 who could vote, about 1,000 voted. About 1,000. And you can vote for, I could vote for a candidate in District 1, 2, and 3. I could vote for 3 people. I could. And you know, I asked to see the vote. They would not let me see the vote. I was not allowed in the room. And they said to me, well, the attorney, Sean Batagler, said, no, it would look bad. The board feels it would look bad if the candidates were in the room. Look bad to who? The last time I asked, they made me sit against the wall and wouldn't let me move. I had to sit there. And they would, you know, count out the votes allegedly. I don't know. So if they said to me, Mr. Finelli, do you approve, do you agree with these votes? My answer would be, why would you even ask me that? How could I possibly say, give you an opinion on the votes? Because you wouldn't let me look at them.
Right.
The mail-in votes, couldn't see them. So our son was my designee to look, and they wouldn't let him see the write-in votes either. So did he see the votes? He heard the results, but did he actually get a chance to really look at them? I don't think so. The election selection.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Class, I'm going to say a word, and then I'm going to give you the definition. The word is patron, P-A-T-R-O-N. So what is a patron? Okay. Well, a patron, according to Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, is one who buys goods or uses the services offered by an establishment. So you're a customer. Okay. A patron is a customer. Well, during this meeting, and they always, at every one of these annual meetings of Laclede Electric Cooperative, they talk about patron capital or patronage capital. Now, what is patronage capital? That's the difference between a cooperative's operating income and its operating expenses for a given year. What that really means is we're going to charge the customers X, and we spend less than X, and the difference is patronage capital. Now, another way of saying that is that's an overcharge, how much they have overcharged their customers. But they call them members. These are really customers, because you really, if I can't find out how much we're paying the CEO or how many lawsuits we're involved in, and they tell me, we're not going to tell you, that means I'm not an owner of the corporation, because if I were, I could find out. Well,
that's right.
What they do is they take money, they overcharge, and then they tell the GDP at the meeting, hey, we're going to give you back $12. I got a check for $12, the Finelli family, $12. And these guys cheered. Why did they cheer? Because the cheering was led by the officers of the corporation. I saw it happen in real time. They were sitting in front of me, and we're going to return this patronage capital, and the officers and their associates and their spouses cheered, and then the rest of the GDP cheers as well. Wow, we're getting money back. Well, they've been overcharged.
Right.
And they can't even figure that out. So it's profit. Profit. Now, what do they do with this profit? They put in an account, and they go, you know what? We should get a new truck. We got the money. let's go buy a new truck. Well, how much are they? Oh, I don't know, 300 grand. Let's buy a new truck or two. Let's get some new vehicles. Let's get some new carpeting. Let's. And, well, we don't have to. We got the money. It's in the patronage account. Let's go spend it. That's what happens. It's an outrage. So in my world, it's not like that. I have to justify every expense, not because I have maybe a few dollars in the bank and, hey, Mrs. Finelli, why don't we go splurge? Let's get a new truck. We got the money. Let's do it. It doesn't work like that in my world. But in the world of electric cooperatives, it does. So free prizes, gifts, gift certificates, and hot dogs. That's what happens. The people who vote don't have a clue. Only a few percent of the people who are customers actually vote, and they re-elect the same candidates year after year after year. So you'll see it. You'll see it. And the interesting fact is, I asked the CEO years ago, has anyone who ran as a member slash customer petition candidate, has any one of them ever won? No. Not one in the history of Laclede Electric since the 1930s has anyone ever won who was not nominated by the nominating committee. I asked to talk to the nominating committee before they made their decision, and I was only able to talk to them after they made their decision who their candidates were. It was too late. They wouldn't tell me. They wouldn't give me the phone numbers of the nominating committee because of privacy. Can you imagine? And they told me that when I submitted my petition, which had to be in 45 days prior to the election, according to the bylaws, they told me my petition arrived too early. I said, no, it didn't. There's no mention. It just says 45 days before the annual meeting. They said, well, it got here too early. We'll have to talk about it with the board and the attorney. I'm telling you, in my opinion, it's a rigged system, and you cannot win. Logic does not prevail. You are working with people who value fish bait over logic. Steve?
Yeah, I commend you for trying. You certainly are a thorn in their side. They don't want people like you around. I mean, you're too informative. You're too knowledgeable. But you're right. The general dumb population, you can't save stupid people. You just flat out can't. People are easily bought off by a bunch of trinkets and little food here and there. And it is a rigged system. You know, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. The crookedness was right there, shown to you, that you're not able to witness the count and verify the count. So it could have. You may have gotten more than 100 votes, Vincent. You may have gotten a lot more votes that you just don't know because the system is rigged against you.
Well, it really is. And here's another thing. So one of the biggest customers, if not the biggest customer, is the military, Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. They are connected to Laclede Electric. Well, interesting thing about that is they had the color guard there in camo. These guys, four guys, show up. They march across stage, and they've got rifles. What kind of rifles? Well, I would say they look like M4s to me. That would be fully automatic weapons of war, or the replicas. I don't know if they were real or not, but these guys marched across the stage with M4 rifles. And, you know, I guess that's to desensitize us. Was I allowed to have my 45? No. Nope. But the police had their weapons. And the military, I don't know, sure looked like they had rifles. Now, they may have been facsimiles. I don't know. To desensitize us, in my opinion. Steve Elkins, thanks so much for being with us. I know I did most of the talking, but there you have it.
Kudos.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.